If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. That is your 430 90s. Chazy.
Hey, Reasonable Doubt?
Yeah, I mean, he's been around a long time.
Yeah.
Jay-Z in the 90s, because this brings me back to college,
yeah,
was just like, we would, so our college radio station was like a top 40 radio station. We did like a Friday night hip-hop show or whatever. And when we would do stuff at clubs, when you would play a Jay-Z song, because it was that into like, Can I Ghetto was a huge deal.
Sure,
and then
yeah,
it exploded with like Hard Knock Life. And
that was the one. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, Jay-Z, Reasonable Doubt, still a classic album.
Who You With was my favorite one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jay-Z, I think he's back in my Mount Rushmore.
I was going to ask. Because
so.
Last time we talked, it felt like you were pushing him down.
Yeah,
maybe did you get bullied?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
It's hard to like.
How could he not be?
His resume
is
unassailable. And the production from like 93 to
05. His longevity,
yeah.
I agree.
Or even through the Kanye album, the album he did with Kanye, that was what, mid 2010s, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's 30 years.
I agree.
20 some years.
I think he's etched in. I'm not moving him out again.
Oh, wow.
Moving him out again.
Biggie, is it Tupac?
Nope.
He's not doing it.
Tupac.
Okay. Yeah.
DMX. Jay-Z.
Okay.
Locked in. Now I'm battling.
The fourth one.
With the fourth one, Eminem and Lil Wayne.
Wow.
Yes. Wow.
He can't put Tupac and Biggie. Like, that's why you're not going to get
it. Yeah, Biggie's not going to get it. Yeah, he had two albums.
Yeah. That's just being honest.
Yeah.
He's just being honest.
It's not happening.
It's fair.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Eminem, the thing that hurts Eminem is being around too long. I think that hurt Jay-Z to a certain extent.
Sure.
Because people, he stuck around so long that, and he, you know, was not really a meaningful rapper, you know, it hasn't been for years.
Yeah.
People forget what it was.
Yeah.
But like, if you have, if Eminem's entire career was four albums or something, and he had stopped 15 years ago,
right,
probably would have a better legend than.
Well,
than
he certainly is in my second top.
Top four, your second Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
Or your Mount Rushmores are usually six or seven.
Well, so Lil Wayne, maybe it's Lil Wayne that's in there.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Scarface?
Yeah, I'm a Scarface guy.
Wow. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're dreaming of another chip, you can make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Should Kevin Petullo be coaching for his job on Sunday? 84.7% say yes.
Real quick, before everybody gets in a little tizzy.
There you go. You're already defending yourself.
Yeah, I have to. Because you never know when people hear stuff, they hear one thing, but you're saying something totally different.
Yes.
That's not a reprimand on Jalen as a player. I just, when we were talking
about rap.
No, okay. Before we went to break.
Yes.
So talking about that, for me,
that they're stuck with
them. Yes, it's realizing that this is the guy I want as my quarterback. Let's quit trying to force him to do stuff that he's not comfortable with doing and just enhance the things he does well and do it better. And there's nothing wrong. Now, what the Eagles are going to have to do eventually is allocate money elsewhere.
Not spend $60 million on two wide receivers.
On two wide receivers, yes. Exactly. What's the point of doing that when you're going to be ranked in the bottom third of passing every year?
I think it is sort of like you don't need defending. Mm-hmm. But if you were to look at it this way, if you were to say your quarterback was Matt Stafford, and you're like, you know what we want to do? We want to run read option.
Right.
And Matt Stafford's slow as hell.
It's like, what are you doing?
It's just the truth. And you're like, but he's really good at this, this, and this. Why are you not doing that? Now, to Sean McVay's credit or Shanahan, they would rather go get a quarterback that may be a little less talented. Now, the Rams ended up getting Stafford. Mm-hmm. That fits what they want to do more. But the Eagles, like, this is, at least for the next several years, this is what it is. Yeah. So they're just going to have to do it this way.
And I got to be honest with you. Defense is younger. I would certainly be disappointed if we start letting defensive players go to have that type of money on the offensive side of the ball when the strength of your team is the defense.
Now, keep putting money into the offensive line.
Always.
100%.
Always put money into the offensive line.
But maybe invest draft capital and money in another running back.
Yeah.
I know it sounds crazy, but you could have two. You know, Saquon's going to be here, but Saquon's not going to be here forever, mm-hmm. You know.
And I keep going back to the idea that if you're going to be ranked 25 or below in passing, what's the point of spending all that money on receivers?
You're just going to get pissed off wide receivers. You know, God bless God bless Devontae for being like quiet about it.
But no, you're absolutely right.
You're going to have A.J. Brown more than not.
Yep.
You know, you think Stephon Diggs would be happy here? Like, any number of what you think Ja'Marr Chase is going to be scrounging for 1,000 yards at the end of the year. You think he's going to be happy with it? No, of course not.
Nope.
They might not handle it exactly the way A.J. did, but I can promise you they're not going to want to. You can pay them whatever you want. They're not going to want to be here. Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings, Jack.
The most prestigious award in sports media, the Eagles Insider of the Year. The scoops have been reported. The sources have been revealed.
Again, delete that. Delete it. Stop playing it.
I don't want to
get out of it.
I just want to go back. I just want to go back 2 hours.
Yep. Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Keep looking at the minute 38. Like, that feels right. And this one's 2 minutes and 19 seconds.
Stop blaming other people.
Yeah. We're an accountability show.
You weren't locked in today.
No.
No, I've actually been pretty locked in.
What evidence says that?
Well, and he didn't let me do it there because he played the thing over me, is 2 hours ago, I said, hey, I'm starting to feel like I'm back in the swing of things after being time off. And Jack's playing sad violin. I said, you just talked about the Eagles for 2 hours. Congratulations. Meanwhile, this guy's not hitting the buttons. They're hitting the wrong buttons.
Yep.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Holy hell.
Yeah. Okay. What can you do?
So for Eagles Insider of the Year, rather than power rankings, since this is the first one of 2026,
yes,
and the award will be given after free agency, is we wanted to give the odds, the official odds, for who will win Eagles Insider of the Year this year. Mm. So the favorite, the odds on favorite at minus 150 is Jeff McClain.
Yeah, good year for Jeff.
Oh, Jeff.
Now he's been quiet the last month.
But he's always brewing.
Lurking.
And yeah, if the season ends poorly,
he will have a story.
Yeah, the expose.
Yeah, McClain will be there.
He will have a story.
Now, D-Gun, some may say these odds are too short because he hasn't come up with anything in a while, but he's plus 300. He still probably had the biggest one of the year of the local guys, I would say.
Yep.
You know, so D-Gun at plus 300. Now, Tim McManus has not been a huge year for McManus, but we always respect his, you know,
yeah,
his pedigree.
I'm a little surprised.
McManus will be there.
Yeah.
You know.
Plus, he's going to get something.
He's at plus 350. Now, okay, here's a shocking one. Joe Santaliquido is plus 550.
Out of respect.
Yeah, well, if things go poorly,
he certainly will be there with the story.
He will be there. Next, WIP, finally a WIP employee here. Devin Caney at plus 575.
Scoops. Nice.
Plus 575 with Devin Caney. Now, some of her scoops online are set out there to make me look bad, you know, about Jalen talking the offensive line, but I was told that I was told that I was told, but insider information nonetheless.
Thirsty scoops or thirsty scoops?
Holding it against her.
No, not yet. plus 600 is the reigning insider of the year is Elliot Shore Parks.
Wow.
Yep.
He's not had a strong year.
Nope.
Scoops ahead of E?
Can he flip the switch?
Wow.
We'll find out. You know, it was funny when we were doing the Jordan Mailata show, we mentioned that Elliot was Eagles insider of the year. And Jordan's response was, how are you an insider?
And it's a fair question.
That's what he said.
What answer did Elliot have?
Well, I defended him.
Okay.
I said, look, he's there every day. He gives us the you know, he asked tough questions. He did try to button Saquon's shirt once. Plus 750 is Hugh Douglas, who seems like he's out of the insider
year
game.
He had a strong year, though. A lot of reckless speculation.
He has.
It's been a while.
But I think he's piping it down because he wants that Falcons gig.
That is one to consider.
Plus 1250, a guy who has decided that glazing Jalen is more important than Eagles insider of the year. That is 6ABC's Jason Dumas.
Yeah. A down year for Dumas.
Yeah. What Jordans is he wearing? Oh, geez. Is that where he got the Jordans?
Wow.
Well, look. Plus 1500 is Zach Berman.
Yeah.
CB.
Now, he's not had any scoops, but we do respect.
Yeah.
He's a good reporter.
I thought we'd have a stronger year from Zach this year.
His tweets are too long. I don't even see
it. Yeah, and if I have to hit the show more thing,
that's what I told him his nickname is See More, because for every yeah tweet to get to the good part, I got to see more. Yeah. I don't have time to read your whole tweet, Zach.
I'll go straight to the comments and just see what they said.
Yes. AJ Brown is plus 3,000.
And that's a good bet.
Yeah. The odds are great.
A value bet is oddsman.
Yeah.
We're in on. I think Hugh plus 750 yep and AJ plus 3,000 are good value bets.
Brandon Graham is plus 5,000 because you never know.
Also a good one.
Oh, yeah. That's a good
also
one.
Also a good one.
And then the final one at plus 25,000 is Ike Reese.
Yeah. Listen.
He could win it if he wants to.
If he wanted to, one of these days, just do it. Say it.
Yeah.
Hold on.
You could win it if you wanted to.
Didn't I? Never mind.
I'm still waiting for that safety for them to sign.
Justin Simmons.
You and Baldy. Baldy had him as already living in South Jersey.
But in fairness, Ike is informed. But yeah. I
thought I had the BG thing.
Oh, come on. Who didn't have the BG thing?
Even the local beat writers. Had the BG one.
Yeah, everybody had the BG thing.
All right.
So there are
+25,000.
Yep. Well, look. Throw $10 on it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Dude, I think I have the yips. I was thinking about that with that open. You know what I mean?
Oh, do you have the yips?
I played it like five times.
Oh, you kept playing it?
No. I'm just saying, that's the fifth time I've done that.
Oh, yes.
I'm like Markelle Fultz.
Yes. Yes.
It's bad.
Well, who's the Mackie Sasser?
Scott Brosius, Rick Ankiel.
Rick Ankiel, yep. Yeah.
Markel Fritz.
Iggy had the yips at some point. Iggy was a really good free throw shooter. All of a sudden, 1 year, couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, but you know when he made them? When it mattered.
When it counted.
Against the Bulls in round one.
Absolutely. 215-592-9494.
I was there.
Another Keisha appearance. Keisha in Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Keisha?
Yeah, you know you got to pay me for this now.
Spike.
Oh, yes. Ain't nothing free for you, bro.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yo, you know I know Joe, right?
Which Joe?
The short one you just was talking
about. Oh, Santa Laquita. Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't going to tell us our little secret, but he know me and I know him.
Uh-oh. Well, I'm going to.
What'd you think of the date?
He tried to make me go straight. You know, we used to do boxing together, right? I used to box.
Oh, yeah. And Joe is a boxing reporter. And you would box with Joe?
No, Joe was trying to get me in the bedroom, bro.
Oh, wow. Now, I do know Joe.
And just so if you don't know.
As a preference.
That's not how Keisha rocks.
Yes. Oh. Wait.
No. I was about to go on that side, but he was too short.
Wow.
Wait, is it that you don't rock with white guys or guys?
No. Around that time, I was dibbing and dabbing.
Okay. And, all right.
You know, Joe was too short for me. You know,
He is
I
short.
I looked like I was the man. You know what I mean?
How aggressive? Like, did he pursue you for a while? Like, what was this like?
Yeah, he was on my top, bro. He was on my top, bro.
Wow.
Tell Joe don't lie. Now he's dating a cop, so I better be quiet. I ain't trying to get locked up, bro. The last time I talked to him, he was dating a cop.
Okay.
So I ain't trying to get locked up. You feel me? Let's keep that on the low.
Wow. Well, Keisha's going to win Joe Santa Laquito Insider of the Year. Well, I guess not.
I ain't trying to sound like, you know, Tatiana, but you know, I was your pop sidekick too, so you like my stepchild.
Oh. All right. You know, enough.
You know, I raised you better than this, Spike. You know, growing up.
What did I do wrong now?
Oh, man, Keisha.
What you do wrong now, you just don't listen, bro.
Okay, all right.
You don't listen.
All right.
But I wouldn't mind going to a hockey game with you and Chuck.
I would love to go with both of you. This is going to be, what a hockey game this is going to be. Well, I'll see if we...
You're sitting in the middle, bro.
Well, I don't know.
You're sitting in the middle, bro.
All right, relax. I don't know if Chuck actually wants to go to the Flyers game with me. He didn't.
Man, if I go, Chuck will go. Trust me.
Okay. Oh, wow.
That'll be, bro, do you know how that will blow up me and you and Chuck at a Flyers game, bro? Make it happen one day, okay?
Okay. I'll make it happen.
And can I say something to Kev before I hang up?
Yeah.
It ain't no time for saying we got to execute. You better execute that play calling, bro. I'm not playing with you, Kevin Petullo. If you don't do it right, take you to the airport, bro. You ain't even got to look for a ride. We're going to come get you, bro, and take you wherever you got to go. Get out of here, bro.
Dude.
Hey, I love you, bro.
All right, sis.
And go Birds. Tell Joe, if he was a little inch taller, he might have took me straight, because I'm still crooked, baby. I'm still crooked. I love you, bro.
All right.
Dude,
this show.
He didn't know about Keisha.
I'm so glad. She called like twice, I think, over the years.
Oh, yeah.
I always, always remembered, obviously. But if she turns into a fixture in 2026, her and Kristen. I like it.
Oh, man.
This, you know, occasionally I'll be at home. I'll tell my wife, I'm like, I have the best job ever. And this is why. I cannot believe we get paid to do the show.
Yeah, Keisha's, she is.
Poor Santa Laquito. If he was one inch.
I wasn't expecting
all
that.
All it took was 1 inch taller.
Yeah, in more ways than one.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how Joe is otherwise. But in terms of height.
Well, he's only 5'5".
I was going to say 5'5", 5'6", something like that. You never know. Tom in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's up, Spike?
What's up, Tom?
Man.
Hey, listen, I'm calling to protect you guys.
Okay.
Listen, Broz has no shot of taking over that show. Listen, I listen to his like podcasts and his reports, and I get so like aggravated. Like, I'm an old school like Flyers fan. I was back in the 70s, 80s, 90s, all that. I had season tickets. When I hear him speaking, like he sounds like Sam Kinison.
Oh, he does remind me of Sam Kinison a little bit.
I mean, it's a Sam Kinison reaction. Like, dude, how much Red Bull and whatever else you could do to get that excited? Like,
well, you got to at least give him this, Tom.
He's turning over in his grave with this guy representing the Flyers. And
but hold on, Tom. No. Check this out. Who's more passionate and outspoken about the Flyers than Hunter Brody?
Oh, come but yeah.
No one.
You know what? Let's get into you know what? Don't, you know what? Like,
yes.
I thought you were old school like me. I can't buy into this gimmick crap that he's doing.
That's not a gimmick. That's him.
And screaming.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's him. He's having fun. I mean, I would say I appreciate you standing up for us. Tom, if we didn't love Broads, we wouldn't be putting Broads on and giving him hell the way that we do. So to that, now I can't speak for the podcast or whatever. It does seem like you consume a lot of Broads for somebody who doesn't like him. But when he comes on with us doing Flyers of 50, we want him to be a lunatic. I mean, that's exactly what we want. And I think he's I think he's having fun. So
he's having fun.
Yeah.
But for him to say that he's going to take over your show, no.
Yeah. Probably not going to happen.
I mean, and you know that.
Yeah. Well, I might have a heart attack.
Saying you think it's fun right now, but for an old school like hockey fan, I know he's trying to draw in younger, like, you know, new fans and stuff like that with this media crap, but I don't get it. Like, you either like the team or you don't like the team. I mean, and you like the product that they put out or you don't like the product they put out.
Yeah.
He loves the team.
He doesn't have to do that screaming and hollering. Like,
it's
not WWF. It's not WWE. It's not
NWA.
I don't know what he's trying to pull off on that.
WCW. Yeah. Well, I hear you, Tom. I appreciate the call. I appreciate you standing up for us. But just to be clear, we are Broadsmen.
Yes.
We love Flyers and 50 with Broads.
Yes.
And I'm not worried about him taking my place. Now, if something unfortunate were to happen to me, you never know. Yeah. And am I a little worried that Broads might make something unfortunate happen to me? I'm a little worried.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a little worried.
He may be the cause of the unfortunate.
Yeah. Look, who knows? But I think we're pretty safe with Broads.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Jack, what is coming? I don't know if you remember. You have top five or five coming.
Yeah.
You've been off today.
What is coming? I disagree. I disagree. There's been little flubs, but overall, high quality program per usual.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what is coming up in the top five and five?
WIP personnel, buy or sell in 2026.
Ah.
Wow. Buy or sell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
hope you included yourself in this.
Yeah.
I did.
Okay. Oh, boy. This is going to be a good one. Okay, that is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, the wild card round is here, and FanDuel is turning on playoff mode. All customers get a profit boost pack every NFL game day, each game day during the wild card round. Now, you'll find a pack loaded with multiple profit boosts waiting for you in the app. Pick the matchups that you believe in. I'm going to just do Saturday's matchups. Definitely taking the Rams over the Panthers. I don't even know how many points there are. Don't matter. Lay the points with the Rams Saturday. That game Saturday night, though, I'm a little conflicted. The Bears and Packers. Here's why. Obviously, if the Packers win, we would move into the position to host two games. But at the same time, we would have to play the Rams next week. So, you got to think about that. You want to host the Rams at home, or do you want to go on the road and play the Packers? Who cares? Just win the game against the 49ers. All right, take your shot on an upset or build a parlay that fits the moment, then apply your profit boost and go after an even bigger payout with, while the playoffs start to roll. So visit FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL, and grab your profit boost pack every NFL playoff game day.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.